Today on The Interview, we chat with X-Dream, the developer behind the all-new action racing game, Fireburst. Hey everybody, and welcome to The Interview with Q, brought to you by BagoGames.com. I'm your host, Q. Today we're talking to Boye Holtz from X-Dream, the developer of the new game Fireburst. Welcome to The Interview.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
So before we get started talking about the game, I want to, if you don't mind, just give us a little overview of the company itself. How did you guys get started?
Oh, I think nearly 20 years ago. I think we were students, I think 12 years old or something. And we thought it would be great making computer games. And this is how we started. I think we were all in the same class. And yes, this is how we started. And we're still together with these guys. So these are now the founders of our company. And I think for 10 years ago, we thought, okay, let's do it a little more professional way, and we really had that all these started in the garage and did our first games, and I think just back then on the PC, and we had a jump run game called Twark with some very cool parallax scrolling. And yes, then later in 2004 we released our first really commercial product, Arena Wars. And yeah, then I think we had some other small games developed, and then of course, I think it was already 5 years ago we started developing Fireburst.
Yeah, that's amazing, really, because a lot of companies, I mean, as far as friends getting together and starting, they'll start out and won't even finish one game. So it's amazing; it's a feat in itself just that you guys have been together for so long.
Yeah, this is really amazing.
So did you go to school, all of you, or did you just kind of study on your own?
We went to school as we started the company, and yep. I think all of us did studying later. Mm-hmm. But we still, it was more like we worked, and then a little by the way, we finished our studies. Yeah. Because we were just more interested into games than doing our studies. But I think our parents really liked it that we're still studying, and right. Then we had our did all our exams. So this is
sure. So as far as your company goes and previous work, I see that on your website you've got quite a repertoire of games that you guys have worked on. As far as previous games, what have you guys worked on that maybe our listeners would like to check out on top of this new game?
I think probably some of the guys might know our Arena Wars game. Mm-hmm. So this was once, I think, was a multiplayer game mixed between RTS and first-person shooter. So it was controlled like an RTS, but it was like a capture flag system. Okay. And this is quite interesting logic. And this already, we were working on a new Arena Wars game, so stay tuned, check your Steam, and then you'll probably soon see a new Arena Wars game coming up. Really great game, and with some new cool gameplay elements, probably see from the Dota games, but it's different to this.
So. Sure. I see that you guys are also working on mobile games, and you have a game,
yep.
Is it called Soulcraft?
Yes, Soulcraft.
Yeah, and that's going to be available soon for the iOS and is it Windows 7 too?
For the I think it will be later. It will be available for nearly all platforms because mm-hmm. we started just with the Android release, and mm-hmm. I think in 2 months we already had 200,000 downloads. We're just putting it into the store, mm-hmm. and now we're then, of course, spreading to more platforms. iOS will come very soon, Windows 8, of course. Then we probably have a web version that you can just open your browser and play on the web. And the cool thing is that all these versions can really work together. So if you just have your account logged into the game, and then you can play with anyone else, don't matter what device they have. If you're playing on PC, you can later play with a guy from having an Android phone or iPhone or whatever, And of course, then we are introducing the multiplayer very soon, so that you can play cooperatively.
Oh, that sounds really exciting. So now, as far we're gonna get into the real meat of what we want to talk about with Fireburst. So I have a few questions, but first of all, why don't you just give us kind of an overview of what Fireburst is?
Fireburst is an arcade action-packed racer. I think it's something that we initially thought it should be like an evolution of MotorStorm, because we really liked MotorStorm back then on the PlayStation.
Yep.
But we thought it could be something like we need an extra touch with this, and then we came up with the cars on fire, because we thought we already played like games with where they had like weapons on the car, but we don't like this kind of game, because it's just not feeling right, you know?
Yep.
And we thought we need to do something else, because we like the combat, but we don't like the way it was done. And we thought, hey, it would be cool if we like illuminating lightning the cars with fire and covering them with fire. This would look great, and this would turn your car into a weapon. And this would be great fun for a racing game. So, because in some more realistic racing games, it's always annoying if you're close to your opponents, because I think normally you just want to drive alone. So if you hit somebody, then you probably lose the next corner, and then you get in trouble. And we want to make the overtaking a little more fun. And in Fireburst, you just ignite your Fireburst and bam, crash the other car, and then you overtake it.
Sounds really cool. I've watched the videos and taken a look at a lot of the information, and it looks really exciting. What do you guys have available for vehicles and maps in the game? I know there's quite a few different vehicles and maps. What do you have for that?
I think we have about 16 maps available in the game. Mm-hmm. And I think it's 16 cars and 16 characters. And of course, you need to unlock some of the cars and characters by playing the single player. So there are a lot of challenges where you need to do some crazy stuff to achieve the challenge. And if you I think 8 of the characters, they have their own challenges, and if you can solve all of them, you will unlock a new character and a new car.
And go ahead.
And of course, we have like two game modes. One is race mode, where you just do racing. And the other one is a destruction mode, where you just have like destruction derby, small arenas with just about crushing each other. And that's especially fun if you play in split screen or multiplayer with your friends. So I think this is like a perfect game if you have this if you have three good friends there, some beers, some chips, and then you just split screen and you're crushing into each other. This is it doesn't make any big sense, but it's just big fun.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of games kind of forget these days, is that the whole goal is to have fun. So it's nice to see a game where you just kind of mindlessly destroy things.
Yeah. Yes. It's definitely not a game that should teach you something. Or it's just about a very good fun race. You just grab a controller. It's very accessible, very easy controls, and then you just ignite the fire boost and try to kill the other ones. And of course, the other drivers will do this as well. And then you have the cool characters, and they taunt each other. And if you want, there's an extra taunt button where you can play more taunts, and they saying crazy stuff. The crazy characters we have, like the very super rich midget, or the geek, or the headhunter. So there's so many different characters.
It sounds like you guys have put a lot of work into the character part of it. I can't wait to take a look at it. You mentioned multiplayer, and I know that there's going to be split screen. Is there going to be online multiplayer as well?
Yes, of course. Online multiplayer with up to 8 players, and as well for the race mode, as well and for the destruction mode, and 4 player split screen. So
great. That's so you can take it online and destroy other people all over the world.
Sure. I think the people would really have missed it if we wouldn't have done it. So this, I think this is a must.
Yes. Yeah. Nowadays it really is. But still, some of the larger games tend to forget that people like to play this kind of stuff online. So it is it is good to have that included. There is a single player mode, I don't want to say story, but in a way like a circuit type thing.
It's just like there are different chests, so it's not that you just do normal races or the destruction modes. There are always some like extra tasks you need to do.
Sure.
That you have like a checkpoint race, and probably you need to get to the checkpoints like a crazy taxi mode, for example, or you need to hit a certain amount of barrels, but you need to be on the podium at the end of the race. So there are a lot of things combined that make it more fun, or like you need to do a 8 seconds fire boost, and then you need to search for a right part of the track where you can cool down, where we have water that cools down the car, because normally like in 3 or 4 seconds, if you constantly having the fire boost active, you will overheat and explode. So you need to look for the right part in some water barrels or whatever to solve this task. And sort of even some tricky things in it where you need to know the tracks and where do I have to go, which route do I need to take to fulfill this certain challenge.
So there's a lot of replayability with it, just trying to unlock everything.
Yeah, definitely, because I think you definitely will need some hours to unlock all the stuff.
Right, yeah. And you had mentioned the fire boost, and so for the listeners, there's more than one fire boost. That's like a perk.
Yes,
right?
We have like 4 different kinds of fire boosts. I think one is the fireball. I think the most basic one. This is they just ignite your car, and if you touch another car, it will be destroyed. So it's very simple, and of course with the boost you're faster. Then we have like the fire blast. That will be a ring of fire around your car, and it's getting bigger and bigger as you're holding the boost. And if you release the boost button, a big explosion will be spawned. So all cars that are in this ring, they will explode. So the range, so compared to the fireball, the range of the fire blast is bigger, but you need to have the proper timing to unleash the big explosion.
Sure. So, is it like dependent on the character or car that you have the fire boost, or do you build up crew points to be able to use certain abilities?
It's the fire boost types are bound to the cars.
Okay.
So we have like 4 different categories of car, and so like we have 4 some buggies, and all these buggies have there's one buggy with fireball, one with a fire blast, then fire wheels and firewall. Just to finish with the fire blast, the fire wheels is like a Back to Future. Probably you just leave a track of fire, and if your opponents drive into this, they heat up very fast and explode. And the firewall is something that you have a large wall of fire spread at your sides. So if something, any car close to you will heat up very fast and explode.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. You mentioned 4 different categories of cars. I know you said that I think there's like 16 different cars. Is there? I saw something about skins or customization on the site. What can you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, every character got their own like livery painting style. So if you choose these, like I think like the geek has something like a green labels and all this stuff. So you always see at the look of the car that the geek is inside. Because normally you won't see from a little far away who's sitting in the car, but the painting style of the car changes as you change the character. In addition, it's very interesting. So that we have like some statistics for the car, so like the acceleration, heat resistance, whatever. And these parameters, we have the parameters for the cars and the characters. So you choose to say, okay, I want this car and I want this character, and then these statistics, this will be combined. So we can choose what's best. So like if you have a car with a very small heat resistance, so you're not able to boost that long, then it's probably a good idea to have a character that has a larger or better heat resistance, and then they will be combined, and then you can probably cope the disadvantage of your car with the advantages of your driver.
Oh, that's cool. So you even in picking cars and your character you want to use, it kind of gives you a chance to think and figure out exactly what you want for racing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Great. So the game sounds really interesting so far. I can't wait to take a look at it. And it looks amazing. I've got to say it's
thank you.
It's the fire animation. It looks great. That's one thing I know it's hard to get right in a lot of cases, and some people don't do it right. But it looks like you guys did a really good job with it.
Yeah, thank you. I think this was really lots of work and rework and even all the lightening the light baking of the environment. This was a lot of work, but I think we learned a lot from this and put a lot of effort into this to make the tracks really look great.
Yeah, I see. I saw a picture, I think a screenshot of one thing, and the cars were going through a cavern, and the fire was lighting up the cavern, and it looked cool because the shadows were perfect, and the lighting of the walls was really good. So I'm really excited to see it just on a graphical end on top of the game itself.
And again, game looks even better in the game because if it's all animated, this looks even just much more fantastic as on videos or screenshots. So just grab the game. Probably we'll release a demo version very soon. Mm-hmm. So
is it available on Steam right now?
Yeah, the game is already available on Steam. Okay. I think for $10. So
In the future, are you looking at releasing on any other platforms besides Steam?
I think Fireverse is a perfect game for Xbox Live Arcade. Mm-hmm. And of course, we are heavily working on this version, and I think the Xbox version is already in very, very good shape. It looks definitely one-to-one like the PC version. Runs on 30 frames, even split screen, so we'll definitely have an Xbox Live Arcade and a PlayStation Network version, and I think the game really fits to these kind of flat platforms.
Yeah, definitely fits that style with holding the controller. Not that the PC version it doesn't work perfectly, I'm sure, because a lot of racing is for the PC as well. But it does look like the perfect kind of console game. You just kind of sit down and boot the console up and play for a little bit.
Definitely. And I normally, even if we play on PC, we prefer to have like an Xbox controller to right. play the game, because just racing games, I think controllers are the perfect controls steering system for these kind of games, because it's just most fun having a controller.
Yeah, it definitely gives you better control over the car. If you're using the WASD, it can get kind of hard, or even if you're trying to use the mouse, it's even worse. So having
I think mouse doesn't work, but keyboard is definitely working as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's just feeling more natural right. with the controller.
Yeah, it definitely does feel more natural, like you're steering the car itself instead of just pushing a button.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're playing it on Steam, and if you have an Xbox controller, please just plug it in and play with it.
Yeah, it works.
So don't need to do anything. It's already working.
Yeah, I've used the Xbox controller on PC before, and it definitely works perfectly, and it recognizes it easily. So, yeah, I would tell everybody out there, like you said, if you've got an Xbox controller, just plug it right in and use that to play, because it does make it feel really cool. So
yeah, all right for the Xbox version.
Yes.
But, of course, for PlayStation, it works the same. So
right.
If you just have a PlayStation, don't worry. It works fine too.
where can our listeners go to get some more information on this game and other games from you guys? Where can our listeners go to get more information?
Of course, just go to a website to xdream.com, and you get more information about our games, what we're doing, Fireburst. Probably there'll be even some updates very soon. With patches, improvements, probably even some new maps and characters. So yeah, just have a look at these things and. Yeah.
Great. So we can't wait to see this how this does on the PlayStation, Xbox. I'm sure it'll do great, because the people that I've seen online that have done reviews on it for Steam, I know have really liked it. So I look forward to seeing the response that it gets with the Xbox and PS3, and in the future, you guys, I know, said you're working on another Arena Wars. Once you get farther along in production and development with that, we'd love to have you back on to talk about that too.
Yeah, probably you can give you some beta keys, and you can join playing with us. So, or we can give some be the keys to your viewers and listeners. So
that would be great. Just let us know when we can get together, and we'll get together and we'll give some exclusive content to our listeners then.
Yeah, cool.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. I have enjoyed hearing about this game. I'm really excited to take a look at it and to see, and I know our listeners are really excited to see it as well.
Yeah, thank you. Hope so. So just, check out Fibers.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Interview with Q. Make sure to check back every Thursday for more exclusive interviews with the developers of your favorite games. For more information on this week's game, check out xdream.com. That's exdream.com. We have some exciting stuff coming soon, including an interview with Team Plastic, the developer of the new PlayStation Move exclusive, Sorcery. The Interview with Q is brought to you by BagoGames.com, your source for all of your gaming news, reviews, previews, trailers, and more. Check us out online at BagoGames.com. That's BagoGames.com. Thanks again for listening. Remember to come back next week for more of The Interview with Q. This is Q signing off.